This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we can keep in touch like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
Now, we are recording a few
Did
days
I already mention on this show that I saw Patrick week in New Orleans?
Yeah.
We hung out? All right.
I think you might have said it on the page.
I might have said a whole thing about how someone delivered a letter, and I said, this is Patrick Kinn from the Winter Center. They're like, what?
Really?
Yeah. They're like, what? No
Whoa,
way.
Whoa, what a rare. That's what, like, a, catching all crazy your Pokemon if you got a picture with Patrick Kinn.
What a crazy moment, right? Look at this, Patrick Kinn.
If you listen to every episode and you're part of the Friday Watch crew,
yeah,
and you're a Patroni, and you have a picture with Patrick Kinn.
Yeah,
I don't know what patch that would be on your, like, sash or jacket.
Dude, that's a thing that we're making people go do, is like find Patrick so you can get a picture with him. It's like the weird scavenger hunt.
Does he do live shows?
Yeah, yeah. They're doing a few. I think he had one coming up right after I left New Orleans. He might have done it by now.
I'd love to see him live.
Yeah, it's great.
Winter Sounds, what a great name.
I know.
Do you know how, did we ask him how he got that?
I don't think we did. You mean when he was a guest?
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Was he in Korea at the time?
He has lived in South Korea. He's now in New Orleans, but he was in Estonia before that. I think they're getting back to Estonia.
Wow.
At some point.
That's not where Goonies. Goonies is Astoria.
That's right. In America.
Isn't there an Estonia in New York?
There might be. I know there's a Gastonia in Georgia.
I know Gaston.
Gaston. Should we do it? Should we jump right in?
Whoa.
Here? Should we jump right in?
You didn't even prime me up a little bit.
I'm trying to prime you.
Sure, let's go.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Let's
go to the letter.
Mr. I can't sing well.
I can't sing well.
You don't. You get there and you run out. Okay.
Here we go.
This is the whole thing.
All right, here we go.
Dear pen pals, okay, let's talk about it.
Love Father that. And Love son. It. Like already dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Father and son kissing on the lips. A peck or a smooch. Don't be gross. When are my sons too old to kiss on the lips? My sons are 13 and 8. When am I too old for my dad to kiss me on the lips? I'm 43. Cheek kissing seems less awkward and more normal, right? And let's not get ridiculous. I'm not talking about out in public or in front of friends or anything. Just a standard good night or goodbye kiss on the lips. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about this.
I don't believe you.
I'm sure it's just a cultural construct. I wouldn't consider myself homophobic, so it's not coming from a place of fear that I know of anyway. Oh, I like that. I just wondered if you had thoughts on the topic. Sincerely, hugs and kisses, handshakes and fist bumps, whatever. Justin Sprague in Wisconsin. And then he says, we recently moved. Our new house is 3 miles from the Mouse House in Windsor DeForest.
Is that where we went? That's
yes.
The one? Because that's a chain, right?
No.
Oh, the Mouse House is one of a kind?
Yes.
That never occurred to me.
What?
This whole time, I thought it was like a Wisconsin chain.
No, it's a Wisconsin staple.
It is just right there.
Yeah.
So that's where we were. It was in Windsor DeForest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just north of Madison. You'd still say you're in Madison.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. When I'm in Madison, if I'm not like going to be doing something with you, I might go up to the Mouse House just to like.
Of course.
Just to say hi.
Dude.
Just to get like 18,000 different types of fudge.
I just
cheese fudge.
Did you hear me trying to sell Elliot on the cabin?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What did you say? Yeah.
So I just saw Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, "You want to have a pool party this summer?" She's like, "Yes." And then I go, "Also, I want you to come to my cabin because we can go swimming in the lake, and then we can go in the woods and go exploring, and then we can also go to the arcade and play games." And she goes, "Like that." She just gave me a good kid reaction. This obviously, like if we got to go, like if I picked you guys up in Madison, we would 100%, I'm taking Elliot to the Mouse House.
Mouse House.
She can get his
You know
crazy
what I loved was, whatever that, you bought like that cheese dip, but it wasn't like a liquidy cheese dip.
No, it was a spread.
Yeah, cheese spread. Uh-huh. That's right. What was that?
Oh my God, dude. I don't remember which one.
We got a couple. Did you just pick a random one?
No.
That's like a go-to.
Yeah, but there's like four.
Yeah.
It wasn't a port.
Man, just sitting in the cabin high with a Tombstone pizza, dude, watching Spring Break with a fucking Canadian club.
And ginger.
Ugh.
In an old glass.
In an old glass.
Uh-huh.
And two nights in a row. So stupid.
The crazy thing is we didn't even have good weather. I mean, we had fine weather. It was fine for golfing.
But fine.
We didn't have like...
We didn't have lake swim weather.
That is, when I get there, this has been said in my family forever, I just want it to be so fucking hot that you're like, we got
to
go get in the lake.
You
I
have
can't
to get
even,
in it.
This is annoying me to even make this sandwich. We got to go get in the lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's prime.
Yeah.
You can float the river.
I didn't mind it.
No, we had a good time.
We did get in the lake.
Yes, but we didn't, it wasn't like, I got to get in the lake. I'm sorry.
It wasn't lake.
We
got
to have this conversation.
It wasn't lake.
Right.
It was just lake.
Right.
Yeah. But also drinking at the thing, like getting shit-faced playing darts.
Who was the guy? Do we remember? Was it Trevor?
Could have been. You mean the guy that hustled us?
Uh-huh.
Can I take a second? Someone keeps calling me if it's true. Okay, I got to take this. Hello? Hey. Oh, okay. I thought there was an emergency. I'm in the middle of recording the podcast. Yeah.
How'd you work?
I'll call you after. This is getting cut. Don't you even think you're taking airtime here.
I'm keeping it.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Everyone loves you.
Do you want to know where the good washcloth was?
Calls twice. So I'm like, so I felt it vibrate the first time.
Twice.
And I go, if it vibrates a second time, uh-huh. I'm going to check it.
And you played through it very well.
Then it vibrated a second time. That's why I was like, oh, sorry. I just want to say I love you. We're done, dude. We're done. We're done. It's just, it's not working out anymore for us.
I agree.
You're right.
It's not working for me.
Like interrupting me at work?
Yeah. Double call?
Double call? Just to say I love you? Come on. What are you, Stevie Wonder? Sorry.
I say leave it. God forbid people know your wife loves you.
All right, let's get into this. I don't want people to know my wife. My family's doing fine. First off, my hot take right out of the gate, no debate.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck at all. Like, kiss on the lips. I'm tired of, like, the sacredness of, like it's father and son.
All affection is not sexual.
I will kiss my daughter on the lips.
Yeah, I just saw you do it.
Her entire life / my entire life. That is what I will do.
You know
it's
why?
Not because she's a kid. I will kiss her on the lips affectionately. And I'm not, and I'm like a smooch, like... You know what a gross kiss is, and you know what I love you kiss is. Like, a peck, it doesn't have to be a peck. Like, kiss your kid or friends. Like, kiss, like, friend. I would, like, if you say it's a non-relative, to me, this argument, or not argument, but this discussion is, what about friends? And I would go, now that's a different discussion, because you're not talking about, like, your child.
Sure.
You're talking about your child here. Son or daughter. If I had a son, I'd be kissing my son the same way that I kiss my daughter. Now, if at some point Elliot goes, I don't want to do that anymore.
All right, that's fine.
If you don't feel comfortable doing it, then I don't want to do it because it doesn't have any meaning to it.
Well, yeah, once you said that, you changed the channel. We're watching a different show.
But I think, like, the kiss on the lips, because I've heard people joke about that. Like, you kiss your son, like the whole Tom Brady thing. Like, God forbid he fucking loves his kids.
All affection is not sexual.
Yeah. So I gotta say, I'm on the side of who fucking cares, you know? I mean, there are, like I said, there are friends that I've, like, kissed on the lips.
And there is a
second where you go, oh, that's strange, but then you're also like, but it's not really. Are other fucking cultures, do they give a fuck? Like, there's other cultures
that kiss on the cheek.
Like, grown men who kiss in other cultures, and you go, you see it, and you go, yeah, why do we ever care? Like, yeah, they're friends.
It's
a symbol of, like, hey, I'm a peaceful person. I have peace with you. I have affection for you. Yeah.
A comfortability, a love.
It's so strange to me, like, that. But, I mean, it's so strange to me for sure as when it's your kids.
Yeah.
Now, here are the parameters. One, like I said, if you want to have this discussion about friends or strangers, that's a different discussion.
Big time.
But if you want to have a discussion about the length of the kiss... Sure, there is a moment where you're like, you guys break it up over here? Like, that's, but I can't see that being like
it's not a
thing.
Cranberry song.
You're like, the Tom Brady kiss, was it just a kiss on the lips?
I think
people were like, that's weird? Or was he fucking, was there tongue? Yeah, it was. That's how they were going to be like, tongue.
No, I think it was like a kiss.
Yeah, well, I can't understand that. It's so bizarre to me. I think it's absolutely fine. And it's like, I understand what you're like, well, son, but in this way, and I know that you're not coming at it from a homophobic place, but it does live, like, the apprehension to it does exist in this world of it. Yes, but you're two men. If my wife were to kiss Elliot, and let's say Elliot's 30, and she kisses her on the lips, are you sitting there going, oh, they're lesbians? Or like, right. Oh, that's good. You shouldn't. You're both women. Or you shouldn't because you're a father. You know, to me,
I think
I hate that it's father son, because as sons, if my dad kissed me on the lips, it would only strengthen. I would just go, my dad loves me. Like, I know
well,
that.
Do you want me
like,
to
that's
tell
such
you?
An affectionate move.
Uncle Ken, still to this day, kisses me on the lips.
Yes. And there isn't some like,
kisses
and I understand Justin is saying, I'm not against this in a homophobic way. I want to make sure I'm not like calling
Uncle Ken
Justin out.
Has permanent disfigurement of his fingernails
lips. Of his lips
because of his hard working ass.
Yeah,
work blue collar job.
Yeah,
his
yeah.
whole life does hasn't seen a pair of you know off brand white tennis shoes he doesn't love, like tucks in t shirts.
Old Balance. He wears Old Balance tennis shoes.
Make sure he gets the. Make sure he
wears
the,
old Off Balance tennis shoes.
Make sure he gets the around the ears haircut before the wedding.
Yeah,
is the dyed in the wool quintessential American idea of your Midwestern man.
Yeah,
and he loves me.
Lip kisser,
and he kisses me on the lips goodbye.
Yeah,
because he loves me.
Yeah,
and I kiss him back because I love him.
Hashtag lip kisser.
Yeah, other what other.
Ass kisser.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Sarge.
It's Sarge.
Sarge Rear.
Those guys are getting fired.
Why did we both know that it wasn't going to sound good? We both knew it was going to be Rear.
Because those two idiots. Those guys are idiots. It was in the break room. Not even solving a case.
So I want someone so badly to their first episode, they're hearing Rear. I'm like, what the fuck is this show?
Hey, if you're in, if that does it for you first step, you're in.
Yeah. Just to clear that up, I know I keep, but I'm what? Not saying, like, when other people.
If I told Uncle Ken, hey, I'm not comfortable, he'd stop.
When other people are critical of a father kissing their son, I'm saying Justin is not this person. I'm saying that is, I think, that is coming from this weird place of like, oh, incestuous homophobia. That's what I get from a criticism of that. Now, if you told me they kiss on the lips for a long time, I would go, I see where you're coming from.
Sure.
That is a little bit too much. There is a limit.
Yes.
It's not like it's you not and a, Ken are making out.
No.
You know? Exactly. But, and so I just want to clear that up because I don't want listeners or Justin walking away from saying I'm calling him out as being homophobic. I'm saying the people's apprehension to it
now,
I think exists.
There are people who are going to go, I don't care what you say. Two guys, even if it's just that, that's gay. To wit, I say, just like when someone watches collegiate wrestling or UFC and they're like, this looks so gay. I go, hey, you see whatever you see, buddy.
You don't,
you see whatever you see, partner.
One, you don't know what that means. You don't know what gay is. You don't know what that word encompasses or what it even
stands
for.
I mean,
even like what
the person
it
saying
even,
that is.
Yeah, what it even slightly is. But also, then fine, then I'm gay. Then say that I'm gay. Right. Like if you're in mind and your interpreter's like, well, that's gay. Then we go, well, then okay. Well, then this also, let's just call anything. Like I'll just say this color is whatever I want this color to be, and I'll just say gay. These aren't bricks. This is just whatever I say it is because I can just call it these things because that's just what I think personally. Mm-hmm. But just because someone thinks it doesn't mean that's what it is. But also, if someone said, oh, Roy, you just kissed your son on the lips, you're gay. I go, all right, well, then I'm gay.
I guess
then I'm gay then. I don't care.
Also,
what do you got,
Lissa?
Lissa's
also,
got
really quick, Lissa.
Lissa's like, you guys are gay.
There are like gay Lissa. Men who kiss their kids on the lip, and that does not mean it has anything to do with their sexuality.
And they can't be double gay.
Right.
You can't be double
They're
gay.
They're not. Even if you're gay and kissing another man on the lips, that is not tied necessarily to your sexuality.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, people are just going, well, I was brought up to think very little of anything and did not really have any thoughts for myself. And you go, yeah, and the result of that is everyone else has to put up with you.
Right.
Like, that's the result of it.
Well, I think that's the bigger issue is that it denotes intimacy.
Yeah.
And intimacy also, much like the word intercourse, does not necessarily mean sex. It means exchange, discourse. Intimacy also does not mean sexual. So there is an intimacy between those two people. They have a closeness with each other. And so they gave each other a kiss. And intimacy, I think, generally speaking in our society, makes people uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. What were you going to say?
Well, kind of along those lines, I think bringing up the possibility of homophobia within this conversation is sexualizing this relationship in a way that it shouldn't
be. It shouldn't. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a parent-child relationship that we're talking about in regardless of age.
Yeah.
It's a parent-child. It's the same way when people see a 3-year-old girl without a shirt,
yes,
and they say, like, put a shirt on. Why are you sexualizing a 3-year-old?
Right.
Like,
no
she
one
does
cares.
Nothing.
Yes.
And the yes. person who does care, we need to have a talk with.
Well, right. Yes. And so, yes. so yes. with this, I don't think homophobia should even be a part of this conversation.
Because, right. Agreed.
And I know that there are people to your
and
point
that's why
is,
it's a part of the conversation.
Right, your point is yeah, that yeah. there are people who will make it part of the conversation. I yes. just don't think it has any place here because we're talking about a non-sexual
I think it's just love.
Relationship.
It's
yeah.
your kid. It's your dad. It's your kid. It's I was your wondering mom. This. Whatever it is. Like, it's all just love.
I was wondering this recently. I was watching, I think it was the Masters or maybe it was the RBC after that. And two guys had finished, right? And they hugged each other. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I went back and looked at finishing 18th hole in the like 60s or 70s. Did the guys hug? And I'm guessing they didn't.
Yeah.
And even that.
They might have. I don't know.
If they did, I don't think it would be on the frequency that it happens today.
Yeah.
And even that has been a shift of men. Yeah. Man to man interaction
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
in the last, I would say 20 to 25 years of the acceptance of men that aren't related to each other and yeah, aren't yeah. even personal friends
yeah, yeah.
hugging each other.
Yeah. Well, that's this argument that so many people have, like, well, men aren't men anymore. It's like men are dying out. Like, no, they're not. People
good.
Are just
whatever
evolving.
Idea you're advocating for,
yes,
I'm glad that's
100%.
Dying out.
Like, oh, well, if you're not training to fight people all the time,
right.
then you're not a man anymore.
If you're not eating fucking 18 fucking steaks a day, right.
you're not a man anymore. If you're not walking into a bar immediately hating people, right. then you're not a man anymore. If you're not right. like you're stepping up to do stuff for your family, people are right. doing that. Right. Men are still like just because people are more open and more right. evolved.
If
and
you
they're
if you don't say, what are you looking
how,
at?
How like absolutely stupid the focus of your existence is to make sure that people know you are fucking alpha, and when you walk right. into a room, you mean fucking business, and ugh. You need this. How things need to be. Your perception is that men aren't being men anymore. Men just are being less psychotic
right.
than they, and also there isn't a need to be fucking psychotic anymore. And it's absolutely ridiculous the fucking Venn diagram of the people who think that and also go to church. That is what blows my right, fucking right, right. mind open, like more
following,
than anything
following
else
the most
in the world.
Loving. Yes. What they say, which is
socialist,
told to be,
socialist, loving, non-white, whether you want to believe it or not.
I just made that joke on stage.
Doesn't
last
speak
week.
Fucking English. Yeah. Like no, whether you accept it or not, like fuck, man, like if this man existed and lived the way that the scriptures and the Bible says that he lived,
right.
then what in the world is the like fuck? You gotta fucking go to war and have a flag and have a gun. And right. men need to be men, and you gotta fight. And this is how you treat women, and this is how you talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and this is the amount of meat you gotta eat. Because if you're not I'm eating meat. That's because men are becoming sissies now.
Well, I agree
like,
with that.
Honestly, you are so like misguided in your perception of who people are that you think that everyone has to have the same fucking disease in their brain that you have to function in society. And it's so it is truly a virus, and it's fucking insane to me. Like just because you see men, oh look at this guy wearing a pink shirt. That means you are so weak
yeah.
that you perceive that bright, loud colors somehow steer someone's entire existence and perception of the world. Not everyone is born into the same trauma that you're born right. into. Some of us have the courage and the strength to actually work through that trauma to become a better person. We're not so weak that we bury shit constantly and we hide it through our masculinity. Instead, we have the strength and the audacity
yeah.
to try to fucking heal ourselves. And for someone to interpret these things as fucking weak and men aren't men anymore is so... It's so backwards, the interpretation of
especially
what that means.
Some of it is about being weak.
Exactly.
About going, I'm weak. Like, you know the shortest verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. That fucking pansy cried.
he cried, guys.
Right.
So
right.
I guess we shouldn't follow him anymore, right?
Right?
Yeah. The entire interpretation of all of that is so absurd to me. I know I've said it on this podcast, before I fucking lost my train of thought.
I don't care.
I don't either. I'm so
I like
fired
where
up.
You're at.
I'm fired up about it. It's truly it's
and
so,
for
it's just
Justin
insane to
me. If somebody ever says, you know, if he's on a vacation with his kids, one of them's like, can I go off? Like, yeah. And they give him a kiss, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, why you kiss your kids on the mouth? I just hope he just looks at me and goes, because I love him.
I love my kid.
And if the person goes, I love my kids too, I don't kiss them on the mouth, I would go, okay, well, I hope that works for you.
Great.
Guys.
Great.
I
don't care.
I hope they don't want you to kiss them on the lips because you're obviously not going to do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a good relationship.
Yeah.
It's also the same thing as like, every time you kiss Jordan goodbye, right? Yeah. I just saw you do it.
Yeah.
Is it like, because I want to fuck you?
I mean, no. For me, it is.
Okay, yeah, come on, that boy.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why'd you give her that quick little kiss before you guys parted? Oh, because I love her.
Yeah.
It's not because you're going to take all her clothes off. Yeah. I mean, we have that capacity to our relationship. But that context, no.
Here's what
I kissed my daughter.
I got it back.
I love her.
I got it back.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, I got it back. Guys, and Rory's back. I think I said it on the floor. Every single person has the capacity, whether they address it or not or ever utilize it.
Okay.
But when people are like, I'm an alpha, a lot of people. Like, I don't consider myself alpha. But if you need me to be alpha,
Rory, you and I are both alpha personality. But here's what I mean. At least I'm owning it.
But have you ever been in situations where you are beta? Have you been in a situation where you're not an alpha?
And you know
like,
what?
You
and
can't.
You know what?
You're not. And you know you what? Don't always have to operate at, I am alpha. I am the leader. I am the one in this room saying this. I am like, I think there's maintaining.
Of course, but
this.
I think there's times you and I, you choose it. You know, I'm going to backseat this.
Yes.
You know why? Because we were in the front seat. So we're like, I'm going to get in the back seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Betas are always back there. And I'm not talking negative. I'm just saying people are different.
An alpha, a true alpha doesn't go, yeah, let me climb in the back
seat.
It's because you can exist in both things.
But that's
you can go, I can see what the situation requires or the group that I'm with. You know, you can see like what is needed.
Sometimes it's a relief.
I think the reason I don't see myself as alpha, I'm not going to argue that I am or ant, because am or ant?
Yeah.
That's good. Is that a thing? Am or ant?
Am or ant.
Hashtag am or ant. Which is also a crystal. This is an am or ant bracelet.
Now, you will feel the moon when you wear this.
But I think it's because when I play sports, I am to the edge alpha. I am hardcore alpha.
That
unless
tracks.
We're winning by a lot, and then I'm cracking jokes and doing bits.
Well, yeah, because I can get in the back seat.
Yeah, I get in the back seat. But I think because I'm not like that in other worlds, I'm like, so I think it's varying degrees of alpha, but also totally willing to not be like, walks into a room and is like, man, I'm really nervous and like really not confident right now.
Yeah.
And not going, well, pretend to be alpha. Like,
but that's
a
psychosis. That's a different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
your
I mean.
Your ability to go, I don't need to do that.
I think that's what I mean when I say like, oh, men have to be a certain way. Maybe people just don't have to be the way you are. And people haven't had the life that you've had that requires you to be that way. I realize that you want men to be strong.
Right.
But I don't think that men being who they are doesn't mean they aren't strong. Maybe there's a large portion of society that's realized violence doesn't really get us anywhere.
No,
but the same person who says violence doesn't get us anywhere might not necessarily be someone, like they might still be the same person who will get up in the middle of the night with a gun and fucking shoot someone who's in their house. And I think that's the misinterpretation. So someone goes, oh man, you're not willing to like, you know, just go out and let people know that you're here to fucking fight and shit like that. Like, no, I'm not, because I think violence is awful. But also, if you're about to fucking hurt my family, I will rip your face off.
Of course.
And I think they don't understand that is the same person.
Well, it's about accessibility. It's about like living on different levels.
Yes.
Like, you know, like nobody, the guy who says things like, I don't take handouts, or I pay for my own meal, nobody else pays for my meal, like at a group dinner, and you're like, okay, dude. Like,
yeah.
Chill out.
Exactly.
Man.
And you're like, wow, okay.
Okay.
I don't think you understand. Someone told you that. And you saw that, and now you think that's just what it is, as opposed to going, oh my God, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I appreciate
really
it.
Appreciate
yeah,
that.
I really appreciate it. I can't wait to pay you back. I can't wait to also be a part of it.
Yes.
It's called community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't kiss your kids.
But I like that. When Jesus didn't have enough fish and loaves, he said, well, if I make some more, can people pay for it? And everyone there was like, we're so hungry. And Jesus was like, well, I can make more fish
than
bread.
Why would I put it on this
work? And everybody goes,
profit.
Well, no, Jesus, don't, because we pay for our own meals around here. That's what we do.
For real, Justin Sprague, kiss them kids,
kiss
dude.
Them kids, dog.
You love them. They're always yours. I don't care. Like I said, next time I see Uncle Ken and I go to leave, he's going to give me a kiss on the lips.
I'm going to kiss him on the lips next time I see him.
He would totally kiss you.
And then I'm going to shake Connie's hand. Oh. Just like, what is this? I'm not married to you.
Stop her.
You are not my wife. Yeah, I stop her.
Wait.
You're not my wife. Come here, Ken. Do you like that? Come here. You guys are kissing. I'm trying to get in on your kiss. You're already kissing. Let me in here, guys. All right.
Justin, thanks for sending this in. Justin also sings the theme song to my little scratch in the surface where I do scratches.
Nice. Nice.
Good dude. I like where he vacations, too. All right, buddy. We wish you well. Show your love. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Van Swick.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
And we are back. We got a song out of that. Plugs and hugs.
Plugs and hugs and kisses on the lips.
I was going to say, what rhymes with kisses?
Plugs and hugs and kisses on the lips.
And now here's our lists of things to not misses and kisses. Don't miss the kiss.
Oh,
I don't got it. I don't got it today, folks.
Things we don't want you to miss and a little
kiss. And a kiss. And a plug with a hug.
Uh-huh.
Tour time. Tour time, guys. Still out there.
Tour time.
Still out there. Still touring.
I don't think so, Rory.
RoryScovel.com for all my tour dates. If you're a fan of the Whatever Show, go to my website also, and you can see the dates we are able to keep. I am out of town.
You're missing some whatevers?
Missing some whatever shows, and always check the website if you do want to come to a tour, any of the last tour, because we have to shift some dates around for that also.
Okay.
So go to that website. That's your best source. And other than that,
at some point
that's
this
all I got.
Summer, maybe season three comes out?
Season three, I think, is slated for either July or August.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet it's around our birthdays.
It might be.
Yeah. And for me, every other Monday at the Cat's Crawl, Irene, too, and I have a stand-up comedy show. We come out, open the show, old-school meltdown style.
Yeah.
And then we both do a couple of sets, plus some other great people are joining us for them. So you should come out to that. Lineups are crazy good. If we say we have a... You know, I'm going to tell this to people. If we ever say we have a surprise guest, what that means is they're probably so huge, they won't let us promote them on the show. Which yeah. I do not completely understand. Maybe someday I will. But it's worth it, usually, if we say that. Other than that, I should be having some dates before the end of the year, maybe even this summer. Go to Daniel Van Kirk. Deckham.
Yeah, and then two quick things.
What?
One, if you write us a letter and you and oh, there's any this. And we haven't announced this in a while, but if you write us a letter and there's a little bit of snark to it, or you think you're roasting us, but look, we're professional comedians, so if you're roasting us and we get it,
we're the insensitive top.
We've been roasted millions of times. I actually love getting roasted. But if we kind of interpret your letter as like you're just kind of being mean, or and you might not think that. You might not be writing it with that intent, but you might be unaware that that's maybe how it's coming across. I just want you to know that letter is never going to make it on the show. We've gotten, you know, I wouldn't say lots. We've gotten enough to where we've made this announcement now in 5 years. Coming up on 5 years, sure. This is the second time we've made this announcement, I think.
I think you should look at your letter and look at everything as is a positive sign or a negative sign.
Yeah.
And if it's got, I even would go
like
one.
For an example.
But if there's just some that are just like, oh, that's a negative. That's a negative. Even if you're like, I'm joking. Just, you know, it's hard to joke in text with people I love sometimes. Like, oh, I was joking.
Like, just so you know, if you write a letter, for an example, if you wrote, Dear Rory, not Dan, or vice versa, already right out of the gate, we're like, oh, well, then no, because this is pen pals.
Right.
Whether Patrick sings one L also or no S or not, it's pen pals. No matter the debate.
We're not getting into that.
And also, we're not allowing that excuse. But you're writing to both of us. So if you're going to write us in and you're going to be like, I love Daniel, I don't really get Roy and I don't like it, that we're not like, oh, that's fun. And it's not like Daniel's going to go, look, he likes me.
No.
They don't like you.
No, it weirds me out.
It weirds both of us out. It's just so bizarre. So we're just saying that because if you're a new listener.
We don't mind if you're like, hey, found this show through Dumb People Town, huge fan.
Yeah.
Roy, getting to know your work. Yeah. Or obviously vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. But and also, like I said, a light roasting. But if you listen to the show regularly, you know what we're talking about. We're not opposed to a roast at all. Like, we're not opposed to, and also we're not opposed to someone writing us and debating things that we've said or critiquing things we've said. We're open to all of it. But if you write us a letter and it's going to be mean at all, it's not going to happen. We're not going to put it on the show. We're trying to have like positivity here and fun and people just going to work or
way more letters
home from
about
work
sex.
Or jogging or sitting at home, whatever the context is with which you listen to this show.
Lisa wants way more letters about sex.
And more sex letters. But whatever the context is that you listen to this show, whatever the thing is you do when you're listening to it, we're wanting you to feel better. If you're at zero, we're trying to just move you up. Even if it's half a notch or if it's 10 notches.
Right.
We just want it going up. We don't want anything that's going to be like, oh, well, now let's talk about something negative or down. Like that, and also serious letters and traumatic letters, those aren't negatives. Those are also meant to move us into the positive. So that is where we're coming from with this show. So if you're going to write us a letter and you want it on here, and we need letters, it's your show. We just talk about it.
Sure.
We need your letters. So if you want those letters on the show and you want them read, and you start out with any kind of negativity, it's just not going to happen. And the sad thing is, you might have a great fucking thing that we really want to talk about on the show, but we just don't want to bring that in here. So that just to give you that heads up, if you're a new listener and you don't know that, and if you think you're being funny and you're like, I wasn't being mean, I was trying to be funny, it's all interpretation. It's all being read.
And if you think you wrote in one that was negative, feel free to rewrite it.
Re-rack that shit.
Yes.
The final announcement.
Ooh, I can't wait for
this. We talk about this all the time. We know our five-year anniversary is coming up in early July. And we've talked about wanting to do something big for this show. If we're able to do something.
Yeah.
Right now, it's looking like it may happen in August. I'm not saying it definitely will, but that's where it's always subject to change. But right now, we're trying to circle the date in August. We have to do some logistics to see if that actually can happen.
Yeah.
And I will say there's about three different cities that might be the city we do it in. We're trying to make it convenient centrally for people that may be from the East or West Coast. So not everyone's got to go all the way across the country. And if you're already in like the Midwest, there's a good chance, if you know anything about us, that's where we've aimed most of our stuff to make it convenient.
You have a corridor.
Not all the time, but we've tried to do it down the middle. Yeah. So there's a chance that that might happen again. I will say it will definitely not be Houston. It will not be Galveston, and it won't be Houston. I'm telling you that now just in case you think it will be. And then there's a good chance in a week we say it is. but we are working on it now. There's a chance somewhere around mid-August we might be doing it. So if you are interested in that,
put in that PTO.
It's our five-year anniversary. We want to do a live show. One, we want to make it like potentially a two-night kind of thing with organized, you know, post-show and post-whatever functions put together. We want to make it worth your time if you decide to come out in a way that we haven't done before because it's 5 years and the show wouldn't exist without you guys. So that's all. That's all the announcements. Thank you.
I love it.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Let's do this final letter of this episode.
ThePenPalsPod@gmail.com.
Dear cackling idiots.
See?
That was written to us in a mean way on a review forever ago, and now we've all, it's become an endearing description because it's honestly the most accurate description of the two of us. Dear cackling idiots, I just finished a 10-hour plane ride.
Ten.
I know they meant plane. 10 hours.
10.
Plane ride, where I saved up the past 5 weeks of episodes and Patreons so I could listen to you spat for the whole plane ride. That is listenership at a level I've never even...
Yeah.
I couldn't even understand that. That's incredible. Best plane ride ever. I am once again a paler. For context, I am spending the next year in Korea protecting the good old red, white, and blue. My wife stayed back in the States as her job wouldn't have worked out here. We have been together almost 5 years and married for 2. She is amazing, and I want to give her a shout-out as she didn't know I wrote this letter. We would spend many car rides listening to your pod and talking about it afterwards. It made us stronger, and I thank you for that. My question for you two is, what is more fun, sliding through a slip and slide or sledding down a snowy hill? Love both your comedy. Hopefully, we'll see you one day. Moving to England for 3 years after Korea, so hoping you tour out there one day. I wish you well, Tim. Boom.
Ding dong.
First off, 10-hour plane, long plane
ride. What's your longest?
Longest plane ride? Australia, Sydney, Australia to Los Angeles, which I think was like 13 or something like that.
What'd you do?
Well, luckily.
Drugs, man.
Delta, so many drugs. Mushrooms. Right before the flight, I got upgraded to first class with like the lay down beds. And on this flight, for whatever reason, maybe because it's international, instead of like, you know, they bring out your food and the, you know, usually you do get like a sweet thing with your food.
On that flight, that's probably like a $5,000 upgrade.
It might've been insane. I'm not going to lie. I've been with Delta for a long time, over a decade now. Yeah. I was shocked that I got that upgrade because the Laura, price. I thought they would just leave it.
Laura. Lissa. It's because I combined.
Is it not
words.
Laura? Is it not Laura?
Lissa will be on a 90-minute flight, and I've got to hear for 20 minutes how grateful she is that she got upgraded or didn't get upgraded.
Wait, you're grateful if you don't get upgraded?
No.
Oh, angry if you don't get upgraded.
Yeah. And so that's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's like, I better get upgraded. And I have you do not know the hell she rains down on gate agents if she doesn't get upgraded.
Upgrade me.
Upgrade her.
The ticket.
Because you're a loyal customer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, those tickets, like the flatbed tickets are like, I mean, those are 10 grand seats.
Yes.
And they are like a hot commodity.
So, and a lot of what I was just saying was tongue in cheek, but what I really mean is that, so I've never flown first class, right?
And you never will.
You know why? Because I'm like you guys. I get it. I know what life's like.
And you know why? Because I don't kiss men on the lips.
These two.
I sit in the back.
These two coastal elites over here.
That's right.
They don't know what we know.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah, like how to get first class.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I don't know, but I do know what it's like to bale hay and dig a grave and arrest a man as a federal agent. But I'm just not like you guys. Okay.
So relatable.
But that's when you find out Daniel, I'm a flight attendant.
You're right.
I have to be in first class.
Oh, God, I wish you
I'm
were.
Serving the people in first class.
So, she's so excited about 90 minutes. So I'm saying when you found out.
Oh, 13 hours? I was like, oh, my God. This is amazing. But the dessert was a dessert cart.
Yeah.
Like almost like a dim sum restaurant going around. And you can be like, I'll take chocolate. I guess I'll do chocolate. Like people just like grabbing a donut. Like that was absurd.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Yeah.
It folds down or you have a seat and a bed?
No, folds down.
So it's a seat and it becomes a bed.
Yeah.
Is it an annoying process like an old convertible to try and get the...
No, wow. It's great. It's truly great.
There are flights right now. I am so desperate to go on one of these. It's like Singapore Airlines.
Oh, yeah. Your own room.
Yeah. You are in a little, like, you shut the door. A door. And you've got a whole thing. And some of them didn't work out well for
There
are some that are like a queen size bed. Like, they're a double. So if you're
People are having sex. At this point.
Yeah, they could be.
Could.
You can get a double.
You have to.
If it's like two tickets and you're together, like if you and I were flying, we could have one bigger room where it's like one bigger bed. And I mean like a TV, like where you're flying for 15 hours or whatever. And when you get off the plane, you're like, I don't even feel like we flew because I feel like I was just sitting in my fucking living room. The reality is air travel needs to upgrade, not price-wise. It needs to upgrade the luxury of what it is because people are treated like shit on these fucking flights where the seats, you barely can get into it. And you're like, this isn't 2023. This is absurd. Like, airlines should be at a luxurious level because we're not talking about intense overhead. I understand you need to sell like a certain number of tickets. You need a lot of people on the plane. But now it's just like ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
If you
Prices are so high right now. Like when I fly Delta, you can get like main cabin, Delta Comfort, or first class.
Okay.
First class.
You're like, always at least comfort, I imagine.
Not anymore. I'm going to be flying back from Atlanta to LA and then back to Atlanta coming up in a couple weeks. And I booked main because I was able to get an exit row. And no joke, it is one third the price of first class, and it's half the price of Comfort Plus. Whereas used to be Comfort Plus was like $100 more. Sure. And then you just went, do I want to spend $100 more?
Is it worth it?
Long enough flight? You maybe do.
Right.
First class is $300 more. Oh, is it across the country? Oh, then maybe I will do it. Not anymore. Like that, those days are over. It is now, I've for most of my tour, I'm in that main cabin hoping I'm in an exit row. But if it's a short flight like to Phoenix, I'm like, just get me on the fucking plane. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
And you might get upgraded anyway, right?
It can happen. Yeah. But like, luckily to Boston, I got upgraded. There was some flight. No, it wasn't. It was New York to or DC to Atlanta to connect. I got upgraded for that, and then Atlanta to LA was like.
But if you guys, if let's say one of you two, right, elites, are in one of those rooms,
and that actually is the title of a lot of the classes.
It is actually. Are in one of those rooms. Can I come up to your room and hang out with you?
That's a great question.
Or they would go.
I bet probably not.
Get back, poor.
Get back, poor. You probably can't get past the bouncer
or the curtain.
No, there's a bouncer at the curtain. Like ID. What? What pod?
Also, how pathetic are those curtains lately? Like they're just mesh.
They don't make any sense.
Why you don't like that they can see you?
Yeah,
up there. Like, you're like, don't look up here at me.
The thing is, don't even have them. It doesn't even make sense to have them.
Yeah. That's where you got this from when you're your first class life.
Yeah.
Also, I don't feel this way because most of the time I'm flying economy, right? And then everyone
is the way you don't feel
upgrade.
Bad for people like me.
So there's this thing where if you are first class or one of the pilots, you use the bathroom at the front of the plane.
Yes, yeah.
Everyone else uses it in the back.
Yeah.
And I never, when I'm sitting in economy and you're in like rows like 7 through 10,
I go to the first class.
Go to the front. Come on.
I go to the front.
But when I'm in first
class, I go right to the front.
Alpha. Just so you know.
Yeah, you get mad?
When I'm in first class, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
We don't want your poop up here.
Yeah, who do you think you are? You know the rules.
This is first class poop.
So I actually don't totally mind the bathroom stuff, but what I do mind, and I think this is very valid, if you're getting on the plane, don't fucking throw
don't
your luggage
your
at the front of the plane when you're at the back because, and it isn't like a special, it's that someone paid for this seat and that is above their head. I put my luggage above the fucking thing that I'm in. And if the only reason it wouldn't happen is because I'm boarding late and they just tell me to shove it somewhere.
Right.
And it's never an advantage. It's always like you're having to go back.
Right.
But when someone just gets on the plane, and I mean early boarding, and it's like, just put my luggage here. When a flight attendant goes, sorry, are you seating in first class? And they're like, no. And they're like, then you have to take your luggage. I'm always like, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's absurd.
Yeah.
That you think this system could work. What if everyone did this? Here's what I hope. Everyone boarding who's not in first class does do that. And then first class, and this wouldn't happen because first class boards first. But first class then goes, oh, I guess I'll put my bags in the back. And then when we land, I hope no one can get off the plane because first class is like, well, I'm not moving until I can get my bag.
Right.
And then you go, oh, like, maybe this system doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, use your fucking brain.
You should always be putting your luggage above – the compartment above opposite.
I agree.
So people don't do that, but I always do it so that you can see your luggage at all times.
Yes, but also
and the people
it's
over here should
get.
Be putting it above me so that they can see it.
I agree.
Another tip that I just learned is if you decide to check, like gate check your bag, and you're sitting in first class, they will bring it to you right there. You don't have to go pick it up at baggage claim. They'll bring it right back to you at the gate. At least Alaska Airlines does it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So you still have to wait. It's not as convenient as like you don't, you have to wait a second. So you don't get the luxury of like just walking away right away.
Yeah.
But you also don't have to go to baggage claim and then you don't have to do it.
If I could sit down with the higher up at Delta, I have so many things I want to say that I'm like, I fly all the time. And I can tell you all these little things that will enhance the travel. Yeah, I think it would enhance the travel for your loyal customers. People that fly once a year and they happen to get a Delta ticket.
They don't know.
We're not trying to cater to them.
They're fine.
Hey, great. But if you're trying to have like loyal customers, which I clearly am, I'm in the million miler fucking thing. I have a million, and I want to tell them like, hey, when you're boarding, whether I've booked first class or not, if I am a million miler, which is on my fucking profile, I should be boarding with first class no matter where I'm seated on the plane.
Yeah,
I am a fucking loyal customer.
And you know what you're doing. You're not going to fuck anything
up. I know. I get me on the plane. By the way, I also just board at first class no matter what anyways.
You do?
You should be allowed to do it, but I just do it. Well, you know, the system is you're just putting your phone down on the thing to scan it.
Yeah.
Once it's scanned, they're not going to go, oh, hold on. Let me hold up the line to take you back off of this. Like, I don't care. Also, when it pops up and it says that I'm clearly a million miler, that's why no one like says anything. Because they're like, oh, like, yeah, come on, obviously.
My buddy that I've made at Midway Airport is a gate agent. His name's Nick. That was a big change. Yeah, dude. Good guy. Starting his own business. As soon as his website's up, I'm gonna do a small business ad for him. I'm going to throw it back.
Slip and slide. Huh? Snow Hill. Snowy Hill.
You know what? Can I do a quick small business ad?
Of course.
My family, members of my family, have a little retail shop in Rochelle, Illinois called Midwestern Clothing. They make great designs for like sweatshirts and sweatpants and things like that.
Yeah.
I think it's predominantly people who like to wear female-oriented clothing, but it's all very cute, very great. If you're in the Midwest or you have somebody in the Midwest, check out Midwestern Clothing. I'm pretty sure they're definitely on Facebook. And tell them that Daniel said hi if you do it. Okay, we haven't even gotten to this.
We haven't gotten to this, folks.
Although I think we did, because I like that. You talked to us about a plane ride. We talked about a plane ride.
Yep. Slip and slide, sledding down
the
snowy
hill. This is not even a question. You know me. You all know me.
You're slip and slide.
100%. Because of what else is happening contextually.
Sledding down a snowy hill can be a longer high, though. Like, the slip and slide's going to have... It's going to have sort of a... It's going to be like, well, we've got to start it here to here. We've only got so much plastic.
Have you done a slip and slide for Elliot yet?
No, but my God, I need to.
Into
maybe
the
I'll
pool?
Try it in Burlington.
Oh, yeah. For your little family trip.
Slip and slide
But it's hot out. Especially if you have the one that has the gator.
Yeah, yeah.
Or and then
but
you
know,
up,
the level
you
slip and slide where
and
you
cheer,
run
and watch
and you
the
slide and you go into the pool... See, I had a different slip and slide experience because my grandfather worked for Cryovac.
Right. What's that?
Cryovac, which
what
was like,
that?
It's hard plastic that is like sealing food and stuff. It's like that plastic that's like for like freezing food.
Like almost tarpish?
Very tarpish.
Okay.
So he would be given like a roll. And I mean, a roll that like two, maybe three men had to like carry. I mean, you're talking about heavy as fuck with like the cardboard center thing that's like you couldn't break it.
Yes.
So we would unravel a lot of that, cut it, and then he would cut the bag down the middle. So now you have this massive. So my slip and slide experience was like 8 feet across and then however long we wanted. And in the backyard,
this is a dream roar.
Decent hill in his backyard. And so my slip and slide was always like going down a hill on the slip and slide and like just sliding off into what is now a mud pit because of all the water.
Yep.
But that's what we, that's was my slip. Like when I see commercials for other slip and slides, just water.
Okay.
Other slip and slides that I would see commercials for, when I saw that as a kid, because I was doing that since I was like three maybe, other slip and slides, you'd see it on TV and I would just be like, oh, that looks so fun. And then you go do it and I'd be like, oh, it's like 10 feet.
Yeah. Well, you were spoiled.
What am I doing?
But that
here?
Is your slip and slide.
That's my slip and slide. So in my head, I'm like, that's how you do it. You got to get plastic and you got to fucking cover a hill and like go for it. Some people, you see them on Instagram and stuff, like out in Arizona where they've built like extreme slip and slides. Yeah. Where I mean, it's like 300 yards downhill and then like off into a lake. Yeah. That's the way to do it. But I got to say, I might go sled. I think I might go sled.
Well, you became a mountain head.
I'm a snow bunny. Yeah. I think I go snow because I like putting on all the clothes and I like laying around the snow. But I think also my OCD. There's no mud pit getting formed. There's no wasted water. It's all like
unrelated
here
question.
Naturally.
Unrelated question. Have you, I'm opening the floor up to Laura.
Oh, the floor is open. Laura?
Have either one of you ever gone like mud volleyball?
No. Is that so fun?
I don't know. They did it. They would do it at Creston Booster Days.
Yeah.
And it was always kids, like I was in junior high, they were in high school, or I was in like sixth grade, they were in high school.
Yeah.
And they would have mud volleyball tournament, and I never did it. And I think it was gone by the time I was there.
I mean,
but
my instinct is
these people are covered in mud.
It also seems like you'd be tired so fast. I always think like too. When people play Let's Play Sand Soccer, I'm like, oh my God, it's such
that
a workout.
Would be insane. But I'm always a little bit of a warrior, and I'd be like, mud volleyball, you're going to find a rock in there, and it's going to hurt really bad.
Oh, fuck. Now that's a whole new fear. New fear unlocked.
Yeah. I don't.
What do you got, Laura?
Well, my friends and I used to we'd play tackle football in high school, but we'd wait until like
rainy.
A really rainy, muddy day.
Oh, I like that.
And we'd go to a field that was like really gross, and then we'd just like tackle the shit out of each other.
I love that.
But even if you don't like getting muddy, you still have to put on all of that stuff.
But I'm into hold on, are we going off the football? Because I'm into the football thing.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing with volleyball, the rock thing. All I'm thinking about is like the OCD of it, but also like mud getting in my eyes. Now back to like the slip and slide. I am all about it because I know you just rinse off on your next turn or whatever. I'm not worried about the mud. I think the mud pit that forms, I'm always like, this mud pit, or like, we're wasting water. Now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, what is this plastic? What is this, live in the ocean now? Fucking cryovac. Yeah. I think for me, like sledding down a hill is, I've always liked it.
Don't get me wrong. Super, super fun. Yeah. That's what I was saying. As much of me choosing,
I feel like that's also more accessible in your lifetime.
What
like
do you mean?
Tons of snow.
Yeah, but there's no hills in Rochelle.
Yeah, but and there's no hills?
No. You didn't notice?
You
can drive 20, 30 miles and find a hill.
Even at school town restaurant, there's not.
School town? Country school player.
What did I think it was the other day?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Schoolhouse. Yeah. I always think it's schoolhouse. You know what? I'm going to
Well,
stick
it does
schoolhouse.
Look like a schoolhouse.
And it should
just
be.
It's called country school. Don't you dare.
Schoolhouse for me. I'm going to have t-shirts made.
When the last time I was in Rochelle, back to back days, got Rosemary lunch from country school.
Yeah.
She loves it. I just think it's the contextual. It's summer. Also, when you're a kid and you first figure out the optimal way to hit the ground to get the most slide, right?
And you're
proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And then you go, I bet I could like spin around.
Yeah. You start doing moves.
Yes.
You do the 360.
Yes.
Like the rollover.
Don't get me wrong. I love sledding, but I will admit, I hate being in full snow weather gear and sweating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It drives me insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you used to have to walk to school all the time, and you would just get home sweating while cold.
I think because I never had it, I really love it. And I think I love that you can just your... I think there's something I love about in your clothes, just laying down on the ground and, like, getting snow all over you, which isn't anything.
Right.
And then you just stand back up, and you're like, oh, I'm still clean. Like, it's just... Yeah. I'm, like, a little wet.
But I
it's
get
like,
it. I
you're wearing,
it.
Like, rain clothes.
I love it. And I love...
I don't know why I like that. It's a weird... It's a weird satisfaction. It's like, hey, there's no consequences from like right now. If you go outside and you lay on the ground, this is ruined. You're like, your jeans, like, there's no doubt you got dirt or something.
Yeah,
but you do it in snow clothes. And you just stand back up and you're like, all right,
yeah,
I'm good to go.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is a great point. Contextually, I also love sledding where you're like, oh, let's go in, and then you get a little hot cocoa, a little whiskey, a little Bailey's or something in there. But
we're a ski family now.
But summer
snow bunnies.
Man, especially when you got the slip and slide that had like hoses running along, so it was like shooting water up at you as you went through it.
Yeah.
But you getting what you had, a huge tarp, that's like Jackass type shit.
You would love it. You would.
Are you kidding? I would
love it
right now.
Also the hill, which now if we went, you'd be like, this hill's nothing. But when you're three, you're like, this hill is a mountain. Like, oh my God. You're almost like scared to do it.
And back
and we had like, it would like, other friends were there and other like friends of friends. Like, it was like 10 kids. You go up, you'd have to, there was a little bit of a line until it was your turn again. Yeah.
In the back of Ken and Connie's old house. I thought about this recently when we were recording, and I don't know why. There is a little hill.
Yeah.
Almost like a, I don't know what you'd even call it. It's not a hill.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this as a kid, because we would put the slip and slide on that too. As a kid, it's, man, I remember jumping off that hill. I remember rolling down it.
Yeah.
And I bet if I went to it today, I'd be like, two steps
done,
and I'm over.
Done.
Yeah. But I loved it.
Great letter. I hope it's going well.
Also, the confidence in us, to go, I got a 10-hour flight. Because even when I download episodes, I'm like, well, what if I'm in the mood for something like this?
Well, that's what Tim, that pen was that Jordan handed me this morning. It's to like draw on my iPad.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I need that pen.
Yeah.
I want to like do some art while
for
I'm
for Tim flying. To go, well, what do you got for your flight? Oh, pen pals. They're like, well, what if
I love it.
That's all I need.
That's all I need is pen
and
pals.
And also, you know, I love the idea too. And he says him and his wife would listen to episodes and then have conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when, you know, we say grow the show for us.
Yeah.
That's right there. That's why you grow the show for yourself.
Yeah. Good. I like that. Grow the show for yourself.
Yeah.
Tim, good luck out there in Korea. Good luck in England when that time comes. And we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Rory Van Kirk.
Pen Pals is produced by Lissa Rubin and engineered and mixed by Chad Bouchard. Our artwork was created by Jeffrey Tice, and our theme music is by Patrick Keenan of The Winter Sounds.
You can follow Pen Pals on Twitter and Instagram at The Pen Pals Pod. You can see all of that content thanks to Caitlin Bordini, who runs our social media.
Head to youtube.com/Daniel Van Kirk Comedy to watch these episodes absolutely free, and subscribe to patreon.com/penpals for only $5. You can listen to a follow-up letter every week, and you'll be the first to hear all upcoming Pen Pals news.
But the easiest way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, and tell everyone you know about your two favorite cackling idiots. Hashtag grow the show.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.